Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, and today we're on the road at the North Shore Point House Concert Series here in Norfolk, and we're going to have an acoustic session here in a moment, brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title, your real estate resource, handling your home purchase or refinance needs. And joining us here today are Birds of Chicago. How are you guys today?
Hello, we are very well. Thanks for having us on your show, Hunter.
Well, thanks for being on the show, and we're going to get to talking here in a minute. What would you like to play for us first here?
We're going to play a new one, and it's one that JT just recently wrote. It's called Super Lover.
Excellent. Here are Birds of Chicago here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Rage, tears of grief from Inglewood to Nairobi. We need a super love, need a super lover. Double Dutch and hula hoops, all our fears in loops and loops. We need a super love, need a super lover. The night. Dreams the dawn. Who could count the flowers in your heart? Lord, let me die before my child. Prayed every mother far away. That's a super love. I'm a super love. Can feel it near and far. It fades the moon and blinds the stars. That's a super love. Are you a super lover of the night?
So cold.
Who among us dreams the dawn? Who could count
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise here with Birds of Chicago. Great song. Brand new, huh?
Yeah.
Not on the latest record.
Not on the latest one. It's going to be, it's on an upcoming record that we actually recorded at the end of January in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
At Steve Albini's studio, Electrical Audio, and our dear friend Luther Dickinson came in and co-produced it with us. It's an album called Love in Wartime, and that particular song, Super Lover, is on it, and 10 others, I guess, and it will come out, we think, maybe later this year or perhaps early next year. The sort of the business side of things is being worked out between our manager and all the less fun stuff.
Sure. Well, before we go any further, why don't you introduce everybody who's here on the stage?
Sure. On the beautiful lead guitar and harmony vocals.
And it is beautiful. That is a beautiful guitar.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah.
And that is the sonic grace of Ms. Mandy Fair, who also plays with Dave McGraw and Mandy Fair, and she's been touring around with us for the last 3 weeks or so, and we love her.
I've played your records on the show.
Oh, thank you.
I did not realize who you were till just now.
Thanks.
Yes,
so
we'll
sweet.
Talk later. That's great. That's great.
You'll hear more from her at this show, too.
Yeah.
And this is my beloved husband and a life and work partner, the intrepid leader of our merry band of misfits.
Intrepid mean muscular?
Yes, very muscular. And yes, he's extremely muscular. People listening, on the guitar,
jacked.
On the acoustic jacked. Guitar and the vocals and the songwriting. In that case, this is JT Nero.
Wow.
Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome all to the show, and let's not forget you. You're Allison Russell.
I am Allison Russell, and I come from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, but I've married into Chicago. And
you're less muscular.
I'm playing banjo at the moment and singing, and I might play some clarinet and some ukulele later.
You guys really are from Chicago. It's not just a name. It's Birds of Chicago.
Mandy's actually was born and raised there, but she lives on San Juan Island now in Washington State.
Oh, okay. I knew you were from the West Coast. I wasn't quite sure where, but yeah. Well, a great record. Great record in 2016, Real Midnight.
Thank you.
And I think people are just waking up to just how great the record is. And like you guys have been, though, together, or the band started in 2012?
Yeah, it was mid-2012. A friend of ours kind of galvanized us into doing a Kickstarter to make an album. And it went well, and then we were going to call the record Birds of Chicago, and we ended up calling both the record and the band that. Prior to that, we'd just been sort of doing a duo under our names, J.J. Nero and Allison Russell, and that got a bit boring to say. So we wanted to reflect the collective nature of the project because we have so many fabulous musician friends who kind of come in and out, and we kind of stretch anywhere up to a 7-piece from. Well, nowadays, not less than trio usually, from trio to 7-piece. So Birds of Chicago became the name of the band, and we had the opportunity last year to work with one of our all-time biggest musical heroes, Joe Henry, produced Real Midnight.
He did produce that record.
He's just
a great producer.
He's a great producer. He's a brilliant musician, and he has that also the rare gift of bringing out the best in other musicians when he's wearing his producer's hat, and we love him very much.
Well, I was looking at your Facebook page, and it has you, Allison, and you, JT, and then there's this long list of people.
Yes,
that I guess they had something to do with your record.
Yes, and they tour. You know, a lot of our we have a collective that tours as well. Like most of this little run that we've been doing in the Southeast, we've had a 5-piece out, but we did a couple of festivals, and at the end of the last festival, the rest of the band flew home to various places, and we continued on as a trio to do some of these more intimate acoustic house shows and smaller listening room shows.
Yeah, well, 2013 must have been a big year for you because not only did you put out the self-titled disc, you got married.
We did.
You and
JT. We got married, and we had a baby at the very end of the year. Our daughter was born on the second to last day of the year, 2013. So, it was a big, we were all in. We just went all in.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you travel around everywhere, and your daughter is here, Ida.
She is, Ida Maeve, running around. She loves this garden. Well, she's with our friend Kevin, so she's fine, but she's She's probably exploring the neighbor. They're exploring the neighborhood together here.
She's right at the age where you can turn weeding the garden into a game. That's right.
Yeah. She was building a tent.
Easy
over
labor
there.
Over there.
Yeah, collecting kindling becomes building a tent. Yeah.
I think she wanted to build your green room or something over here.
But, she has an amazing imagination. We've tried to suppress it as much as we can, but
that is not true.
Well, Alison, I must admit to you that I thought when I started seeing pictures of you, I said, I've seen that young lady before, and I couldn't place it. And then I started reading about the band, and I saw that you were in the band Poe Girl.
Yes, yeah.
Which I've also played on the show, by the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, the way I got to Poe Girl was through Trish Klein, who was with the Be Good Tanyas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was the only one playing the Be Good Tanyas around here.
Amazing.
And then I saw she started up the side project of Poe Girl. And I saw you, and I said, that's where I've seen her before.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much.
And then
for
I said, well, gosh, it's all
band.
Come full circle. She's now on the show. And I knew you were going to make it here someday.
Yeah. We have Trish Klein to thank for us knowing each other
that's
at all.
Because
I was living in San Francisco. I just sort of decided to do the songwriter thing, and I was living there in 2001. And it was right when the Be Good Tanyas had started, and I was. Part of kind of a every Monday night songwriter group with a few people that have gone on to do great things, but Jolie Holland was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And so she at that point she was still in the Be Good Tanyas,
right?
And they were kind of coming back and forth from Vancouver to San Francisco, and got to be friends with them. And like you, I remember I remember Trish telling me that she had started jamming with this 18-year-old gal who taught herself clarinet. And already sang like a.
Well, you opened for them, right? For
singer.
a lot of shows, right?
You did.
That's
in
kind of the way it started,
and 2008,
right?
2008,
yeah.
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, many years later.
Many years later. Yeah.
2007, I went on my first European tour just opening for
it
them.
It first started because Trish brought home one of your songs. She brought home a song that JT wrote called Till It's Gone. She'd been down in San Francisco doing stuff with the Tanyas, and she and I were in the early, early stages. We hadn't even put out the first Poe Girl record. We were just sort of jamming and having fun and writing songs together.
Right.
And she brought home this song that JT wrote called Till It's Gone, and I was just floored by the writing. And we started covering his song, and that's how we kind of got to be better friends. And
I'm a big Tanya's fan. In fact, Crazy Ford's been on the show.
Isn't she fabulous? Her solo records are so beautiful.
She is awesome.
They're beautiful.
She's a great
Chicago. We're going to do a show with Crazy Ford.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a show together.
Yeah.
And Talia Hall, I don't think it's been announced yet.
Which makes this really groundbreaking, May 31st.
The day after my birthday, we get to do a show with Crazy in Chicago. It's going to be so fun.
We're talking with Birds of Chicago here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we digress. Let's let's get back into some music. What else would you like to play for us here?
What should we do? You call it.
You want to do Love More Time?
Sure. Yeah. We'll do you the title track of the upcoming yet-to-be-released album called Love and Wartime that we worked on with Luther Dickinson.
Wow. Here's Birds of Chicago here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And this is Love and Wartime.
Steam on up from the kettle, the road.
Baptist eyes, Baptist so they could be.
Wow.
Thank you.
Birds of Chicago here on Hunter at Sunrise. So who coined this this term for your music, rock and roll poetry?
I don't know. It was in, was it some a magazine in the UK maybe? I don't
know. You know,
remember.
I think it may have been like an accidental thing where it was like you know, the little magnet poetry thing on a refrigerator. Where the two phrases were referenced when we were talking about our music, and then they just got stuck
together. For some reason, I want to say like R2 in the UK is the first time I saw that written, but yeah. I don't know if that's true.
We'll give it to them. I do like using the phrase rock and roll, and I have no problem with the term Americana, and I guess I don't have any problem with any term that has a big umbrella, and you know, in terms of what it can mean.
Sure.
But for me, you know, a lot of times I'll hear all these hyphens getting thrown around, like, you know, gospel, we're a gospel country soul blues band. And I was like,
right,
we used to call that rock and roll. And I realized rock and roll has a fair amount of baggage as a term. You know, you could mean anything from, you know,
it's true. People try to splinter it up.
But for me, like, that kind of ongoing mashup, that's still rock and roll.
Yeah.
Still rock and roll. You know, so I do like, I try to work in that phrase and embrace it as much as possible. And, you know, there's a fair amount of adjectives and adverbs in our song, so maybe that's where the poetry thing comes from.
Once an English major, always an English major.
Who does most of the writing?
For this project, I do most of it just because I tend to spit them out.
Yeah.
Faster.
Mm-hmm. He writes about 12 songs to my two.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
In the time that I've written to you, he's written 12. And one of my favorite things about this project is he started to write for me specifically to sing and kind of tapping into his inner feminine voice to do that, which I find really appealing.
That must be interesting to do that, to write for somebody else.
I love it. You know, it gets me out from under the crushing weight of my own psyche. I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, one of the reasons why I feel like this project sped up into being what it is, as opposed to us doing what we had always done, which was just collaborate, was I was sort of finding as new songs would kind of present themselves to me, and they would announce themselves immediately as Allie, as a song for Allie to sing,
and
that was just exciting, you know. And so, aside from anything else, she's just one of my, you know, just favorite singers in the world. So as a writer, that's just an exciting challenge always. So.
Well, you must write some on the road because you tour like 10 months.
Yes.
Out of the year?
Yeah, we do. We write wherever we are, and he's much more disciplined about really sticking to writing something every day. He's really inspiring to me that way, the discipline of writing, the work of it, the, you know, exercising those muscles so that when inspiration strikes, you're ready, you know?
Right.
And he's also our main long-distance driver. Since we had our daughter, when we have kind of forced march-type drives, she and I will usually fly. Now, it's just, she's three now, and it's just torture for her to be, you know, three 12-hour days is too much for her. So we'll, you know, if there's a big gap between tours and we have to get across the country, she and I will fly, and he'll drive the band van. And he does, every time he does that, he comes home after 5 days of driving and has written, you know, two or three beautiful songs. That's sort of, it's really wonderful. I get really excited, and we work together, and we share our lives, and we share a child, and we do everything together. We're sort of joined at the hip, and, you know, together 30 hours of the day kind of thing. And so when we have those little separations, it's kind of wonderful, and I get excited about, you know, what he's going to come home having written. And I've usually written some lullabies for a child in that time, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. We're talking with Birds of Chicago here. What else would you like to play for us here?
I was thinking we should do one from Real Midnight, maybe do Dim Star or something like that.
Okay,
this is one from Real Midnight that we put out last year with Joe Henry, and it was such you know, people warn you not to meet your heroes, but in our case, he just shattered any ceiling of wonderfulness we could have imagined for him.
Sure.
He's just such a lovely human being, as well as a gifted one and a gifted producer. But he has so much kindness, and he reminds you of why he played music in the first place. And that's what he likes to capture. That was one of the things he told us going into the recording process with him, was not, he didn't want us to rehearse these songs a bunch. He wanted us to come in with fresh ears and a little bit of uncertainty, and to capture that moment on record when the song really coalesces and the spontaneity, and the musicians are really listening to each other, and nobody's kind of dialing it in because you're all a little bit on your toes.
Sure.
We loved
Well, he
loved
really,
that whole experience.
If you don't mind my saying, he really captured the celebratory side of your music.
Thank you.
It was really something.
It was a joyous process. Yeah. It was a joyous process to work with Joe and Ryan Freeland and Jay Bellrose and Patrick Warren, who all kind of Joe's team that were involved in it as well.
Yeah. So the name of this song again is?
This is called Dim Star of the Palisades.
Ah, yes. This is Birds of Chicago here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Twilight, midnight, then dawn, a billion stars, then there was one. Twilight, midnight, then dawn, a billion stars, then there was one. We watched you fade, dim stars.
Birds of Chicago here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you guys so much for doing this today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us on your show.
Well, it was so much fun. You guys are fun.
Thank you. And thanks for playing all our other projects, too.
Oh, yeah. And let's say the album you put out is Real Midnight, and you can find that anywhere, I'm sure, and on your website. But the new project, again, is going to be called...
It's Love in Wartime, and it will come out... Hopefully later this year, but perhaps early next year.
Well, great. We'll be looking for that, most definitely.
We'll send you early advance copies.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Birds of Chicago, and I want to thank Jim Palacio for doing the sound over here.
Thanks, Jim.
And I want to thank Jim Morrison for doing this wonderful concert series that we have just not gotten tired of, and we want to invite everyone to support this concert series because it's the one of the best going in here in the area. So thank you, Jim, for having us one more time. We got to wrap this up.